Om Shanti. Today is a very special day for all of us as we shall be meeting our beloved Father in the evening and also claiming lots and lots of blessings. But before that, it's time to meet our seniors. And we have with us in front of us Brother Brij Mohan. Please give him a warm welcome. See, he came all the way from Shantivan specially to meet you. And in Shantivan, you can imagine there are thousands and thousands of people. But we requested him to meet the double foreigners and he willingly accepted this invitation to meet you all and share with you all his feelings, especially on the topic, experiencing the bliss of liberation in life, Jivan Mukti. Brother Brij Mohan is one of our senior most brothers who is in this knowledge for more than 50 years. Very soon after Baba and the family came from Karachi to Abu, when centers opened first in Delhi, Brother Brij Mohan came in contact. He was a student of law at that time, over 50 years ago. But as he met Baba, he felt this was what he was looking for. And though he was also in a job, but it was like full time dedication in spite of the job he was having. And seeing his specialities, Baba then made him give full time only to Baba. So very special experiences he has of Baba and Mama. Last night he was sharing all that in Madhuban. Very lovely experiences. But today he is to give a class on that, on the topic. And you all must be reading Purity newspaper. Do you read? Do you know Purity magazine, which is published from India? It comes to your centers. Who reads? Who has seen? Yes, so you all know. So Brother Brij Mohan is the editor, the chief editor of this magazine, which is monthly publication. And he has many, many other departments of the Yajna. And we have a wing called Politician Service Wing. And Brother Brij Mohan is the chairperson of the Politician Service Wing. He's very close to the president, the prime minister, the ministers, you know. And especially on Rakhi Day, you must be watching also on the in the Rakhi photographs in the Purity. And he shares his lovely experience on Raksha Bandhan Day. He took the sisters to meet Sonia Gandhi. And well, the sisters tied Rakhi to Sonia Gandhi, but he was a brother. And someone said, he said, well, she's a sister, Sonia Gandhi, so she should tie Rakhi to me. And she readily accepted and she tied Rakhi to him. So Sonia Gandhi. So it's definitely very special soul, Brij Mohan Bhai. And his very other speciality is his humorous nature. He tells such deep points, but in such a light and easy and humorous way. You won't even realize that it was such a deep point and he said it in such a beautiful way. So we will hear from him and his various examples and stories and incidents. He can go on and we would love to listen to him. But seeing the time limit, so maybe up to 12:30 if he continues, because then he has to go back to Shantivan. Okay? Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So, Madhuban is a special place where we all meet and have a feeling of family. Baba says, God, supreme, incorporeal, drama, only we see what is today. But family, whole world's Baba children in body form, at Sangam we meet. So we enjoy and get strength from family. We can share love, we can share vibrations. So I always value this family meeting. And whenever I am told, I feel very happy. Because if I come to your countries, how much procedures are involved, how much time it will take. But here, we can meet easily. Now, in this world, whatever is happening, they are all going down, 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 down. And in Baba's family, whatever is happening, we are all going up, 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 up and up. It's a very strange thing, people think. But actually, Baba's ways are very unique and strange. People always say when something very magical happens, they say, strange are the ways of God. Strange are the ways of God. So what is so strange about it? You will find, never in this world there has been a family so widespread, international, with souls in bodies of different countries, different ages, different traditions, all in one family. Never. And all united by one common thread, that is Baba. Never in this world has anybody thought of collecting the fortune, not for one birth or one life, but for almost the entire cycle. Never. Baba children are doing that. No one can think of having happiness, peace, bliss in a world of sorrow. All are trying, but they are not able to have. And to have something when it is non-available, it becomes more valuable. If you get ice on a hilltop, it has no meaning. But if you get a bit of ice in a very hot desert, it becomes valuable. So, having bliss, which is a very high level, or happiness, or joy, or peace, in times when people are full of sorrow, fear, uncertainty, confusion, how lucky we are. And it costs you nothing. For every, even a downfall in this world, people have to pay a price. So here, no, nothing, everything free. So we are like free birds. Today one brother met me in Pandabhavan after breakfast. He was mentioning about a person who had become monetarily rich in Bombay in the last 5 years. He said, I knew him, he was ordinary person, now he has become rich. I said, how rich? Have you counted the wealth of each Brahma, Kumari and Kumari? See, how rich we are. Even the richest person in the world today cannot have as many premises, houses, retreat centers, branches all over the world. If you sell them all and distribute among our family, little family, all the money, we will be all the richest. We don't sell, we are still more rich. You see, nobody has. I live in Delhi. A retreat center Baba has made near Delhi. Big one, 30 acres of land, beautiful. Even the President of India does not have such a big garden, such a big house. No businessman having any farmhouse has such a nice thing. And such nice souls, loveful souls. Peacocks also come there. If they come to any other place, they will cut them or kill them. So therefore, our things are totally different. Nobody can calculate or count in terms of, in worldly terms, what is wealth. And that is only money. But here, Baba's children are full of so many wealths. And it's growing. The secret is simple. We do what the world does not do. And the people of the world do what we don't do. Naturally, there will be a lot of difference. Their calculation is simple, arithmetic. If I have got 100 of something, I give 50 to anybody, I will be poorer by 50. This is their calculation. If I have 100 and I get 50 from somebody, I will be richer, I will have more. This is their calculation. And calculation of Baba's children is what? If you have 100 and you give all the 100, you will get 1,000. And if you give all the 1,000, you get 10,000. You know, in one Murli Baba has said, your fortune adds like this. Just put one and go on adding dots. At this speed, the fortune of Baba's children, not for one life. People may collect fortune for their children and grandchildren. But Baba's children are so clever, they collect fortune for their own future births only. So, what nice thing. And because our guide is supreme, when the world is full of satopardhan, perfect, we become materialistic. Golden age and silver age are totally materialistic, totally. No prayer, no name of God, no house of God, nothing, no charity, no compassion, not needed. But it is very safe to be materialist there. When the time comes and you are required to worship or pray to God, we become the first worshippers. And when time comes to give up everything, spirituality is very useful, we'll give up everything and become totally spiritual. Because we know the drama. So Baba says, at the right time, my children do the right thing. Even in one life, people are children, they are young, they are mature, they become old, they leave the body. So in the same life also, so many stages come. So you have to do according to the stage. But in this world, people do the opposite. When they are children, they want to have experience like adults. They think, I may die tomorrow. There is no certainty. And when they become old, they have to give up everything. They still get attached too much. They can't leave. So there is misery, misery and misery for them. And Baba's children liberation in life, joy, joy, joy. So, methods are different. First thing is, Baba's children have to give approach of life. You see, Brahma Kumari is making any program, any plan for service. So the program will be for spending. We have to hold an exhibition, we have to hold a lecture, we have whatever, or have a picnic. The entire program will be for spending only. And see any worldly body, their all program will be first on collecting. How much we will collect, then they think of spending. Even the governments, they first collect, then think of spending. Here, collection, we never bother. So total thing is different. Now we are in tune with the universe. We are in tune with the times. We are in tune with nature. Because everything around is only giving. God Almighty, greatest giver, sun in the sky gives heat and light, does not keep it to itself. This artificial light, giving light, cooler giving thing, sofa giving you comfort, everything is giving, giving. Not a single thing is getting, this microphone magnifying the voice. So the whole universe is giving, and our own earlier bodies, we call ancestors, they knew this secret. So they were givers. They were called devta. Devta means a giver. So a giver's hand is always up like this. Like a king. King is always giving. Earlier times kings never collected. They just gave, gave, gave and gave. Now the governments put taxes on the poor subjects to collect. Even the chief of the district of every Indian area is called a collector, not a distributor, collector. See, they are collectors. So therefore, reverse. So when the whole universe is giving, and today's iron-aged wise people start thinking getting is gain and giving is loss, so they are in for trouble and misery. Whole life they are like this. Beggars, because to get means to put your hand like this. So our whole philosophy of Brahma Kumaris depends upon our faith, our conviction, our karma, our belief in the soul, and this world is meant for us not to plunder but to live properly. So entire scene changes. That is why when we talk of bliss in life, liberation in life, our liberation starts the day we become a BK. The first step is taken when Baba makes us a BK. How? Because the BK never thinks of the present only. The BK is not burdened by the past. The BK thinks of all the three aspects of time. Because the drama cycle is in our hand. This is. A person who only looks to the now is likely to make errors. Will always make errors. They say, there was a father teaching his child how to add. So the father said, my child, how much 80 plus 40 make? The worthy child said, 150. Father patted him, praised him, oh, you are the one who will shine my name in the world. Such a nice boy, very good. Bring chocolate for him. And was praising the child like anything. 80 plus 40 is equal to 150. Now, a person was looking at this scene. He was surprised. Why? Does the father also know to add or not? So he went to that father and said, what you are teaching your child? And on that you are praising him also, giving him gifts. 80 and 40, 150. He said, you don't know the whole story. Yesterday he had said 200. So, therefore, he is progressing. And I am praising him for the progress he has made. Now see how difference is, how much difference it makes. Seeing only the present and seeing the other side also. Same, now when we came to Baba, we were much different. But little progress we make every time. Baba praises us, very good. Who else than you will become deities? Sometime in private conversation, when someone sees the great weakness of someone, they say, is he worth going to golden age? Will golden age be of such people? But Baba smiles. Baba says, you don't know. They are the only one, as per drama it is fixed. These children only, there is nobody going to come from outside. It has to be in golden age. And you have done it not once, but innumerable times. How much power we get, God is saying, certifying. So therefore, this is Baba's children. So they know how much, how lucky we are because we are on the right path. A little step taken on the right path and a whole effort on the wrong path, that will take you farther and farther away, and this will bring you closer. So our whole philosophy is different. How can people of the world think that is there any biggest multinational organization in the world who have network, such a big network as Baba? No. And they function commercially or like on a payment basis. And Baba's children, they are working for love. So here the love is growing. Baba says, you want love? Give it. You want respect? Give it. So in our case, spending, and on one single day, no one spends as much as Brahma Kumaris in terms of money, in terms of energy, in terms of vibrations, and nobody can keep a chart of our total work done one day's routine. Nobody can keep. Now I make Purity magazine. If I just want to fill, write the name of the programs held in a month in all our centers, the space will not be, it's only the name and date. So we don't record it. It's not possible. More and more is coming. Why record it? What for? So therefore, it's an entirely different thing, different world. All of us are experiencing it. So therefore, the day we become Baba's child, how we get first taste of liberation? Supposing someone is in a prison and the person has to have 1 year more in the prison. So the person will always be crying, oh, 1 year more, very difficult, very bad, I am cursed. It is said that a young person committed a very big crime. Now judge gave him punishment as per law, 20 years in prison. He had to be. He started weeping, crying, repenting. Oh, 20 years. What will be I after 20 years? And how will I pass 20 years? Judge, have mercy on me. Judge smiled and said, okay, can you bear the suffering of prison just for one day? He was very happy. He said, yes, sure, sure. It is like nothing in comparison to 20 years. So judge told him, spend these 20 years by taking it day by day. So, you will have only feeling of one day. Achha. Similarly, in our case it is reverse. We, Iron Age, you know, everybody is burdened with so many karma accounts, so many burdens, something or the other is going to come. Howsoever careful you may be, you may meet an accident, you may slip, anything can happen. But as soon as you know that this is only a little bit and this is not the only scene, I am going to get very soon out of all of this and I will have a long, 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 long span of undisturbed bliss. Half your joy is, half your suffering is gone, more than half. You start looking ahead. Children, when their summer vacations come, although 3-4 days of schooling may be left, they start getting their mind off to the vacations. And they feel so happy, these 3-4 days are nothing. And when their school starts, 2 days before they start getting worried, oh, now again. So like that, mentally we are taken off from the present, this thing, and we start feeling liberated already because we get the knowledge. This is a small bit. That's why Baba always says, keep on moving the discuss in your mind. Supposing you are listening to a recorded beautiful music or song, as we were doing, and suddenly the song gets stuck on one word. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you. So you will not enjoy, your mind will, whatever, wherever you may be flying, to Paramdham or to your country, who knows. So you will get stuck to that, I'll tell you, I tell you. So similarly, in the whole cycle, instead of rotating it and enjoying, if we get stuck onto this life, I am so miserable, I have this, I have this, I have this problem, that problem. You will make yourself miserable. But in the whole scenario, this is very little. So this is our first step of feeling liberated. Because this has become a small part of it. Secondly, our title. Baba changes our name to BK. Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari. It means what? We become the ancestors of the whole world, all souls of the world. Ancestors of the whole drama. They all are our descendants. We get to the root, connected with the seed, and every other leaf in that tree, whether the last leaf or a leaf born 20 years after the tree, has connection with the roots, can't survive, can't be born. So we become so great and our self-respect gets so elated. Oh, my grandchildren making some mistake. Some grandfather child breaks crockery, says, okay, okay. So, you become merciful. Again, we don't strike against the rocks. You know, we become like water. What water does? Water takes any shape, but wherever it feels, it takes that shape. It goes into a pitch, fills it takes that shape. Into a glass, it takes that shape. Faces a rock, it goes sideways. Or will do something slowly, that rock turns into sand, falls at its feet in the bed, goes over. So, Baba makes us flexible. Don't try to strike against things. You mold yourself and everything will be right. If I say, rock, get away, why don't you become sand? It is not possible. So, Baba tells us, different type of methods. And the best methods Baba tells is, as recently said, that you just don't control anything very big, not even your big body. You just think about your mind, little mind. your mind, your own mind, whom you can praise, you can love, you can encourage. What the people in the world do? They start cursing their own mind. Oh, my mind. For 12 years I am telling you to follow Baba Shri Mahat. You are not doing it. You are troubling me. Whole day you are very active at Amrit Vela. What happens to you? Silly mind. I am not able to follow Shri Mahat. On the contrary, if you say mind, I used to get up at 8 o'clock. Now at least I get up. I feel uneasy, but still very nice. You have brought me to this level. One day I will be on the stage giving meditation to others. If you progress like this, mind will be happy. So therefore, it's a little mind. But Baba says the condition is there should be no corruption. There should be no adulteration. There should be no leakage. My own mind. What I should put into that? And to add significance, Baba has said, my children's mind is Baba's throne. Up to now we thought, Baba's mind is Baba's throne, heart is my throne. I have to sit there, so I have to be very clean and clear. Now Baba says, no, your mind is my throne. My remembrance is here. I can't stay in a mind which is not fit for me. If on your chair, just now suppose Dadi Janki has to come and sit, you will make sure it's very clean, some put some cloth on that. And if Shiv Baba has to come and sit in the evening, Shiv Baba comes down from the stage and says, I want to sit on your chair. So what will you do? And says in advance, I will sit on anybody's chair today. We will start thinking, cleaning and mind. So Baba has said, stop the leakage. How the leakage takes place? Because of our, you know, in a pressure cooker, things are cooked easily because nothing goes out. In a refrigerator, things get cooled easily because nothing goes out. In a thermos, anything you put remains in that state because there is no leakage. But supposing there is a leakage, we can't retain gyan due to our own attractions, desires, detractions, dependencies, some habits, etc., then that will not be built up. Adulteration. Nobody wants adulterated stuff. Especially if you have to send a rocket to another planet, you have to see that fuel is absolutely pure, double refined. And here, in the mind, Baba gives gyan, and I add, look at another person and add that person's weakness to my mind. So and so, such big name, such Maharathi doing this. That person may be doing willingly or under compulsion or under ignorance or forgetfulness. But me, I add into my mind, gyan gets adulterated. The power gets reduced. Then I want, but I can't. Baba says the beauty is, I say I want, and I say I can't. And I say I don't want to do this, and I say I did it. So, adulteration and corruption. Pure thing remains impure. If you mix up, I am writing a letter, many times in the schools, you know, they show a letter. If you read every third line, it makes another story. And if you read each line, it makes another story. They make it such. So if I add some worldly things, some superfluous things, some useless things, weak things, simple things, gone. So Baba says that you have to build up strong attitude. And it is the attitude which will make us powerful. And we will influence rather than be influenced. So simple. And if you are able to influence things, and by even your vibrations, without even speaking a word, then you create, a group of us can create powerful atmosphere. And that will be the best safety. Now Baba's Madhuban has powerful atmosphere. Baba has said, why? Because Brahma, Baba, Mama, all of them have done yoga, intense yoga, lived disciplined life here. So if we do the same thing in another city, in another center, we won't get that feeling. There is a natural power here. Similarly, Baba says, in Satyoga, our body, souls are pure. Our body has to be made of excellent materials, not ordinary materials. Baba has said, Brahma Baba, so many years ago, 40 years, 50 years ago, Brahma Baba, not using any specs, sitting erect, not taking any aid, walking straight, such an old person bodily. And today, Dadadis using specs, climbing. Then Baba said, okay, there is a lot of difference between the material of that time, all the milk, all the food, all the air, all the water, and now it has become Tamopradhan. Think of Satyuga. So we have to create for ourselves Satopradhan nature. That will not happen by my giving lecture to nature. You become Satopradhan, please. No, it has to be by vibrations. If by vibrations an earthquake can shake the whole area, even make the buildings fall, if by vibrations the crops can grow, if by vibrations rain comes, heat comes, ice comes, just silently it happens. A small seed grows into a chili plant or goes into a sugar plant. So why? Because the seed is such. So we can do by vibrations. So hereafter, our service has of ourselves, others is a byproduct, has to be by vibrations and attitude. And for that, Baba says, simple, don't put into your mind anybody else's weaknesses. Because weaknesses is of that person, and I am making my mind weak by all the flaws of that soul coming in me. Then not of one. Because once you get into the tendency of looking at weaknesses, you will have from all. If you have the tendency of not looking at weaknesses, you will not look at anybody's, even not even your own. So it is a way to make your attitude and vibration powerful. So simple. Only Baba says, you have to keep attention always. Now what is liberation in life? We know that in golden age there will be liberation in life. We all know it. But will it come suddenly that this Kaljuga will end, Satyuga will begin, and we will be born there and we will be liberated in life? Or it has to be practiced and experienced now? So Baba says, to qualify as the seeds or the souls for the golden age, everything that you have to get there, we have to practice here and experience here. Sometime Baba says, no desires in golden age. The deities will have no desires, because everything will appear and will be available when they need it. Okay. But will it suddenly come on 1-1-1 of the new world, or it has to be practiced now? The soul should have no desires now also. Because if you are desires, you are not liberated in life. Simple question. We all believe in the karma. Okay? We believe. Whatever we do, we will get. In the soil, whatever seed you sow, only that will come. As you sow, so you reap. Whosoever does, only that person will get. And as much you do, only that much you get. Law of karma. Now, if a soul really believes in law of karma, truly, will it have any desires? Need it to raise any desires? No. Because you have, as per your entitlement, you are bound to get it. Drama will give you. No one can stop it. Good, bad, indifferent. So our effort is to improve our entitlement. Baba says, I can't also do anything. I can only teach you. If you want me to appear in exam also for you, that is not the law. Student has to appear in exam, teacher has to teach. You have to practice. So Baba says, when the final, the result will come, I will only watch. Because whatever you have done, you are getting. I am repeatedly telling you. So is there any scope for a BK to raise a desire? For instance, I raise a desire, I want to go to China. I want to visit center in China. And I want to serve the souls of China. Is my desire justified? You are free to raise a desire. Supposing it is not fulfilled, who will be sorrowful? Who will be dissatisfied? Who will suffer? My desire is not fulfilled. Because once you raise a desire, unless it is fulfilled, you will not be peaceful. So, if I have to go to China, I will go. If I have not to go to China, nobody can send me. Even if you make all the arrangements, I will not reach there. Why raise desires? So, a liberated soul doesn't raise desires. Second thing is expectations. Desires come from within and expectations are from others. Supposing a sister from China comes to Delhi, to my center, and I do a lot of service, lot of hospitality, spend all my time to please that soul and take her around and give her jnana, whatever she wants. What is my inner motive? That if I tell her to invite me to China, she will invite me. Okay? Achha. With expectation I am doing. In this world, parents are bringing up their children in the hidden inside expectation. When we grow old, children will take care of us. Natural expectation. You help your neighbor in the hope that one day something happens, neighbor will help me. What happens if supposing your expectation is not fulfilled for any reason? Either that person was selfish, he took all that you gave and does never wants to repay. Or that person becomes helpless, wants to do but whatever reason. Supposing your expectation is not fulfilled, you will again have sorrow. So anything, any seed that we sow, which is likely to bring sorrow, cannot bring us liberation in life. That is why Baba says, do good, but as an instrument. If you are enjoying, you are doing good even, it will become a golden chain. So don't take any personal gifts from anybody. Don't have any personal account with anybody if you want to be liberated in life. My Laukik father, bodily father, he was instrument in opening the second center of Delhi. And at that time about the 9th center of the whole of India, you can call whole of the world. I became Brahma Kumar because I was his son. I also picked up. Now my Laukik father left the body. He had 30 dresses which fitted me body. I thought to save money of the yagya. In India they give it in charity, the dead person's dresses, to Brahmin, Pandit. I said, I am a Brahmin, Baba's child. Why not keep them and use them? It will save yagya money. So I kept. One time when I came to Madhuban, I was taking leave. Baba used to give us leave personally at that time, few souls, and give some gift to the children, godly gift. So Baba had kept an imported dress for me. At that time no centers, but some families they gave. Baba knew I am serving as an officer in some big company. He kept for me. Baba said, child, I am giving you this dress. And just to show my what I am doing, I said, Baba, look, this dress, my father's dress, I narrated the whole story. I have kept 30 like that, so that there is economy in the yagya. So Baba smiled and told me, child, if you will your Laukik fathers, Laukik father will come in your mind. If you wear Baba's, Baba will come to your mind. I said, yes. Because every time I was wearing any dress of my Laukik father, for one moment, it was coming to my father's dress. Even during the day, yes, my father's dress. So my thoughts were going, although the father was dead. So what I did, next time I came to Madhuban, I brought all the 30 and surrendered to the yagya. Because if you give anything to the yagya, then you don't own it. I said, here it is, no more father's dress. Okay. Next time I again came to Madhuban, what I found? Nobody in the Sevadhari wears the bushat, pant, etc. They wear normal loose dress or BK. What will they do with those 30 dresses? So, they had issued it to one brother who was doing washing of the clothes. And he was wearing my father's bushat for doing this menial job washing the clothes. When I passed by, I recognized, oh, my father's dress. So I thought that, look, Baba gave me good riddance. And even now, I have surrendered it, even now I am thinking my father's dress. What would have happened if I am wearing it all the time? So, this is how we learn from Baba. That to be liberated means this. Even if myself, I get an extraordinary thing. Baba says, always remain in the middle. Neither go too high nor go too low. I once bought a very expensive pen to write. It fell in the flush. Achha. I felt a little sorrow. Why I bought expensive pen and carried it in my pocket. So since then I decided that I should buy a pen, even if it is lost, it should be bearable. So like that one learns that liberation in life, in other word, means cash transaction. No transaction which is credit transaction or debit transaction, which means no carryover of account. When we are buying something in cash, the transaction is over. You buy and pay the money, it is over with the shopkeeper, okay? You enter a taxi, pay the bill of the taxi person, it is over. You will find, when you get into a taxi, the person driver says, look, the meter is zero, or it is downed, he says. Because no passenger wants the earlier passenger's bill to be paid by him. So they will always make it zero and then start a new journey. If you go to fill petrol in your car, that person will also say, look, now it is zero, I am doing. So any action we do, we should see it does not make any account at all. further account. Our actions should be such that they settle old accounts and no carryover. Sometime while settling old accounts, we make new accounts. We think this is clear. Moving from one to another, but still the account is there. The person has changed. So cash liberation in life means we should become lighter and lighter, not heavier mentally. So if you have make a credit account with someone, you buy something, that fellow will note, you will also note, you will have the burden, I have to pay him. These days mostly people give you, banks etc. give you cards, you can overspend. And people are very happy, I can overspend. But what happens? That there is always a burden that I have to pay it, like that. So in karma account, Baba has told us from morning to evening what a BK, discipline Brahmin has to follow. You take your food in Baba's yard, so it will not be a burden. Your taste will be under control. You get up, you know, in Baba's yard, first thing, I am soul Baba. Sometime Baba says, you think, just as Baba descends, you also have descended into this body for the day. During your actions, I am soul. As soon as you become body conscious, you become heavy. Your karma will also become heavy and you will feel burdened. Because body conscious is like a bird in a cage. Soul conscious means a bird in a cage but mentally flying. So although we are in a cage, up to now we have not cleared our account. Further, to reduce the intensity of past, which is very important, this time Baba has said, you have to see for long duration what has been your karma. Because your habits, your nature, today's blessing is also natural nature. Because if you try to do something artificially, you cannot do it forever. A person has to think of the hospital and doctor when there is some problem, but wants to get rid of it and forget. A student appears in an exam, he is having fever, but he wants to get rid of it. Only something that is you enjoy, you love, is your natural nature, is actually what will happen in your normal actions, in your dreams even. So therefore Baba says, weigh, how much laukik, how much divine. In my life, how much old tools I am using, anger, or mood off, or feeling, or trying to be little harsh in your words, whatever are the negative family of the negative vices, jealousy, etc., etc., seeking comfort, comparing, criticizing, etc., how much those tools we use and how much divine tools we use in the same situation, you can use either of the tools. For example, I am a very big supporter in a center, foreign center, new student, and their sisters say, oh, you go to Mount Abu, there you will find samples, your progress will be very fast, and here it will take you a year to progress, there in 5 days you will become very good student, good soul, and the soul comes. Now see what happens. The soul comes with great expectations, is a new but good supporter of the center, comes to Pandav Bhavan in a taxi and enters. So they ask that person, wait here. Now the person who has to allot accommodation has gone for a stroll on the lake. So this person is made to wait and starts thinking, what is this? They told me, you will see samples there. This is the treatment I am being met. I am so tired in my journey. They have asked me to wait in a corner. They are all passing by. Nobody is looking at me. I think I made a mistake in coming to Mount Abu. Doesn't seem to what was happening. And the soul's battery is getting discharged. The more time passes, the more we'll feel uneasy, starts thinking so many waste thoughts. And supposing the same soul thinks, oh, that was a college, this is a university, this is headquarters, and I am so lucky that my tests have started right at the gate. What does it matter if my plane was late? I did not complain to them. If my taxi was late, got late, I didn't complain to them, it got stuck on the way. Possibly the brother who has to allot accommodation waited and waited and waited for me. And after he thought that now maybe I don't come or come late, he has just gone for his routine. What does it matter? I was waiting at the airport. What is it? I wait. It's my test. Doesn't matter even if I have to wait for a whole day. I have to keep a happy state. Now the soul's battery will start going up. Instead of tolerance, you will start thinking it's a test. So therefore, in our interest, what is in my interest? Whether I should get disturbed? So the tests are, if I feel uneasy, if others are praised, my people are praised, I feel, why that person is being praised? Or I feel disturbed if I am criticized. Rightly or wrongly, somebody is criticizing me. But I feel bad. Or if somebody gets some more opportunity or chance, one of us has taken and given a sofa to sit in front of Baba, and I am not given, I start thinking, why? What is this? That person has given some money, or what is it? What is the reason? And I am losing all my opportunity and all the time thinking of that person. Further, so therefore any of your strength can become a weakness, and any of your weakness can become a strength depending upon. I have lot of money. I come and give lot of money to the yogi. But I get the ego of it. Oh, these 10 people of my group and I alone, and they give me more respect. Naturally, I give money. Dadi says, have this apple. They don't give the apple to me. What is this? It is God's house or what? Or supposing I am a very good singer and I say that today Dadi ji is coming, my song should be held in this gathering. I go to the teacher, please, my song. They say, now sing, Dadi has not come. No, in front of Dadi, little. Achha. So all the time, they say, okay, we will see if there is time, we will make you sing. So the person is sitting, Murli is going on, not listening. All the time focused, when might I will be asked to sing my song? When I will be asked to sing? And supposing another person is called to sing a song who doesn't know that much, nice singing, then all my thoughts will go, look what these people are. Was this a song? And why they didn't make me sing the song? So my strength, I really sing good song, becomes a weakness because I become a slave of my quality. So that is why Baba says, it is very important that even my plus points, I have to only use as an instrument. If they are not used, I should not be disturbed. Because the whole process is to make me powerful. And powerful means liberated. Liberated means neither falling this way nor falling this way. Tightrope walk. You know, of the 5 negativities, 3 are pulling type and 2 are pushing type. Like the AC-DC current, you know. Both are dangerous. One is sweet poison, other is bitter poison. For example, anger. No, let us start from ego. What is ego? Ego attracts or it repels. A person with ego, those who meet him, they want to be close to that person or want to run away from that person. So, ego is a repelling type of weakness. Attachment. How about attachment? It pulls. So it is a sweet poison. Greed, greed. More of everything is good for me. I told you in the beginning, it is not, but still, greed. It is a sweet poison. Anger. Anger is repelling. Nobody wants to be near to angry person. Lust. Lust is pulling. So therefore, all the pulls and pushes one has to avoid. And they have great family, children also. So Baba says, we are students here, it is good, we are in a company, we are in group. But in group also, I come from New Zealand with 6 brothers and sisters. In Mount Abu, all the time I am moving with my New Zealand brothers and sisters. Table, food also same, sitting also like that. What did I get from the others? Nothing. Now is the chance for me to mix up with others and assess myself where I stand. So therefore, within Baba's 2 words are, be unlimited, be alaukik, and be always. Sada, sada, sada means always, and sahaj, easy. These are 2 key words. So do we feel everything easy and natural, or I have to make effort to go for Amrit Vela or to attend the class on time? And do I do it always or at times? So if we make it easy and forever, things are not difficult, things are very easy. If dadis can do it, why can't I do it? Sometime I want to do double. Instead of the normal dose, I say I will do double. That is also wrong. Because if you take double dose of a medicine, why should you take when the prescribed dose is normal? Sometimes we wake up early. Oh, then you see the whole day will be disturbed. So in the world of law and order, that is golden age, everything happens naturally, normally. I have to also make my daily routine natural and normal. That is liberation in life. And what you will get out of it? Bliss. Bliss is the best collection that we do. Bliss comes from blessings. Bliss comes from balance. And there is no anonymous of bliss. When you say peace, the other side is peacelessness. When you say love, the other side is hate. When you say happiness, there is the other word, sorrow. But there is no opposite word of bliss, because it is above these things. Happiness is temporary. Peace is temporary. If one is waiting for a rail train to arrive, feeling peaceless, the train arrives and one enters, one feels peaceful. And if one gets a seat also proper, liberated in life for once, one time only. But here it has to be forever. Otherwise we will be chasing one situation to the other. So for that, we have to be above the excitements. Excitement cannot be forever. Compulsion cannot be forever. Roaring laughter or such joy cannot be forever. Something that is forever comes from bliss. So that is why liberated in life will give you bliss. It has nothing to do with your sense organs. It has nothing to do with the sights and colors. Because we know in Kaljuga all these things are temporary. But yes, in golden age our life will be naturally blissful. In India they describe the definition of the soul as Sat, Sat means eternal, Chit, Chit means alive, and Anand Swarup, blissful. The nature of the soul is blissful. Just as everything has a nature, fire is hot, ice is cold, a fragrant rose gives fragrance, natural nature. They won't leave their natural nature. Ice will never leave its natural nature. You put it near heat, it will melt, become water, but not leave its coldness, so long as it exists. Fire will not leave its heat, it will try to burn your hand, but will not leave. Rose will not leave its fragrance, you even put it on a rubbish, it will not say, I can't give my fragrance to rubbish. No, it's natural nature. A sweet person cannot leave sweetness because an adverse situation has come. You cannot have love and hate together. You cannot say, I love the entire world, but my neighbor, I can't love. Because it means light and darkness cannot remain together at the same time. God never hates anyone. Baba says, even the worst sinner, I love because of emotion of love. No scope of hate. Similarly, we have to be absolute. Then you will enjoy that bliss. Now my time is over. Any questions are welcome. Otherwise, I will take it that you are all in blissful state. And let me also be in blissful state. Okay. Any questions? I'm in clarifications.
Simon. You'd said that Jivan Mukti comes from these practices of not seeing weaknesses, etc., over a period of time. But Baba has also said that Jivan Mukti is something that you can achieve in a second.
Yes.
Could you comment on
that second of ours, which is free of bondages, is a Jivan Mukti second. But just as I told you, the young person was told to bear his punishment on day-to-day basis. So Jivan Mukti has to be experienced on second-to-second basis. To achieve Jivan Mukti in a second means to understand it. Then to remain in that Jivan Mukti every second of our life, that is the test of it. Whether I have, really I am practicing and enjoying the bliss. If I am enjoying the bliss of Jivan Mukti, when we attain it in the first second, all through, okay. If supposing sometime Jivan Mukti, sometime less than that, then it means we have to collect the seconds of Jivan Mukti. And as many seconds continuously we can collect, we are Jivan Mukti. Otherwise, if some interference comes up from our old karma account, or from temporary forgetting Baba, or temporary forgetting myself as a soul, I am on the path to final Jivan Mukti. That is the idea. Which second of Jivan Mukti, and that should then it mean, it should remain forever. To get anything, it's a 1 second, but to retain it, permanently. Yes, anything else? Over? All Jivan Mukti? 1 second? Okay.